see if Larry O'Brien's upstairs.
All right, sir.
Or try him at home.
All right.
Who is?
Hello.
Larry?
Yes, Mr. President.
How much this pay bill hurt us?
Oh, I don't think it hurt us. It's good. It
helps me from the budget, because I need that $600 million. I told these damn fools the budget, but they wouldn't pass it, and they kept telling me they would.
Yeah, well, Christ, the only hope they had of passing that was the avoidance of a roll call. Once that roll call was headed toward them, that ball game was over. They wouldn't have enough fellows standing
there. Some of the Southerners stood up and got the roll call, and that made the Northerners mad, and now they're going to have hell getting the farm bill.
Yeah, we've had a couple of complaints already. But I thought we'll let that simmer overnight, Christ. Let it settle down.
Do you have any count at all, or does that house know how to make a count?
What, on the pay bill?
No, on the...
Oh, on the farm bill. We don't have a count at this point that I would present to you as, I've presented some counts to you, and when I do, I'm convinced myself they're realistic. At this point, there are pieces of things all over the place. I expect to have a realistic count on this by tomorrow night. But, I wouldn't want to burden you with the crap, frankly, I've got put together here at this point.
What would you guess, 200 votes?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of those would you make Republican? 25?
Yeah, maximum. Maximum.
175 Democrats?
Yeah.
Will 200 win?
200 would do it normally, but I'd much prefer to see 210 on a hard count with a good, with all the preparations necessary for attendance on our side.
Wonder if you don't want to go over my foreign aid message and my poverty message before they go up and see if you've got any suggestions.
All right.
For them.
Yeah, I've looked at the poverty one a couple of times, but I don't think I've seen the current draft.
Wait just a minute. Are you in your office?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jack Valenti will get them up there to you right quick.
Okay, fine.
He's in his office. You take them home. Don't let anybody else see them, and don't let them out, because we'll be changed. But if you just got any things that shocked you in it, you ought to know about it, because I'm real pleased. I just don't think anybody does as well as you do, Larry, and I want you to know it.
Well,
I just think you've been superb, and you're entitled to write your own date.
Listen, I hope I continue to deserve
it. Well, you deserve it, and your wife does, too, and I just want to really help you and compliment you all I can. I mean, PLEMENT, supplement you is a better word. So any way I can help you, let me know.
Very good. Thank you.
Now, Jack will get both these messages up. Now, he got the Irish message to you, didn't he?
Yes, I've looked that over. I'm not prepared to comment yet, but I'll comment on that
by
morning.
You better plan to go with me and anybody else that wants to, Ken or whoever you think would be appropriate, because I don't have time to think about those things.
Okay.
You just think who... you be there just like swearing it, like a signing ceremony.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Bye.